board meeting back to order. We have the next case, please.
The next application is case number 12037, CMH Homes, DBA Oakwood Homes, seeks a special use exception to place a manufactured home, section 115-23C and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Julie Court, approximately 886 feet southwest of Pepper's Corner Road. The 911 address is 34481 Julie Court, Frankfurt. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 134, Map 18, Parcel 76. We would note that we did receive one mail return, no letters in support, and we did receive one letter in opposition, and that is from Mark Pugh and Christopher Shanahan, and that they, believe it will have a detrimental effect on their property values, and they invested in the lots that were, in fact, stick-built homes and not allowed, and manufactured homes were not, and they feel this placement of a manufactured home in the community is a mistake, and so they request that it be, they are opposed. Thank you.
Okay. My letter was in the wrong file for the previous case without Nicole Darrell. So I don't know.
That doesn't make sense at all.
Okay, well, it just does, it's for the special use exception. So in this case, we'll make sure that Nicole Harrell's letter goes is that I referenced for the previous application as actually part of this application.
So there's two letters.
So there's two letters in opposition.
I
had
a second letter from my neighbor who wasn't able to attend, so I'll accept that.
Ma'am, when we get to that point in the hearing, we'll give
okay.
you a chance then. But we wait for the applicant to go in, and then you can do that then.
Right.
So. And I guess, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Fleming, Gil Fleming has already been sworn in this evening, so he's
yes.
under oath, but I do see we have two other individuals here. I don't know if they wish to be sworn
like,
in.
Yeah, at this time, we're going to get you sworn in, if you could, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
James Brown, 35192.
Thank you. Okay, and do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening again.
Yes.
This situation is somewhat different. Mr. Brown is a property owner who, again, required a building permit for a manufactured home to go on his property. A double wide was placed on his property, in which case we are here tonight for that very reason.
Okay.
So in that case, we were notified after the fact, and here before the board to state the case of why we should proceed with an exception for Mr. Brown to continue to construct his manufactured home and finish the project. Mr. Brown has had situations where he has lost his home due to fire, and it's caused the hardship in many ways. Mr. Brown can tell you all about it. But we were notified on the same day as the other case that this was an issue. Jeff Whaley had sent something to Adam Rones at Culver Pearson, who had gotten our permit for us, that there was an issue with the size of the lot, in which the lot that Mr. Brown owns. So we're here to ask the board for an exception due to hardship from Mr. Brown, who is in need of a home, and the situation that we weren't aware of until after the fact. For the board to give a special exception for use of his lot. So with that, I bring Mr. Brown up to state his case to the board.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. How are you doing?
Fine, sir.
Bear with me.
You're fine.
Used to this kind of stuff.
You're fine.
Yes, as you said, we did suffer a house fire a couple years ago. We found some between my mother's house and everything. I am a single income maker of my from my house. My wife is disabled. She doesn't work, and I have a child. I'm just trying to put a roof over my head. I've owned that property for several years. I do have the restrictions. Nothing says anything about a double wide or anything of that nature saying that I can't. This was written back in '76. It does meet the square footage requirement of the development. This is all I have. This is all I can afford. I know that's not y'all's problem or concern. They were issued a permit in error, but this is what I can afford. It is a 1,300 square foot home, three bedroom, two bath. I mean, it's got a block foundation. It's going to be, I mean, I have pictures on my phone of the home anyway, the way it sits right now. It does not look like a trailer. I mean, other than the pitch of the roof, you can't tell the difference. There's no tires underneath it, but there's no hitch. There's not, you know, anything that makes it look not like a house.
Does it affect the neighborhood at all, having this home?
I don't.
On your lot, would it affect the neighborhood?
I don't feel as it does. Four of the lots across the street are actually owned by my aunt. She has no problem. I know the person that sold the house at the end of the cul-de-sac right down the road from me. No problem there. The person that lives directly behind that lot has 18 other lots in there, and he has never said anything to me. I was surprised to find that there was any opposition, to be honest with you.
No, there isn't.
Oh, I thought you said there was.
There are two letters in opposition.
And in this case?
In this case.
Oh, okay. I got confused. I thought it was for a previous case.
No, one of the letters from the previous case is actually for this one, and that makes number two.
So you think that homes out of character to the neighborhood?
I don't believe so, no.
No.
Everything else in there is a, well, I can't speak for the other side of the development. There's one home over there. But the houses in my area on my road are all single-story homes, ranch style.
Is this the property that your home caught on fire?
It is not. That house is actually up for sale, which we're hoping to take that money to put toward this loan, so that way it's something that's affordable.
Okay.
Monthly wise.
So your house caught fire, was not salvageable, and
not at all,
so then you went to.
We came to this other piece of property, yes.
Yeah, and so.
And it was, by the time we were to tear down the other home, which still wouldn't have met this size requirements now that I know about it, it would have cost us more money to tear that down, fill it to the basement of the old farmhouse and everything else, and then try to put a house on that.
Okay.
This was our best option.
Okay.
If you want a copy of, you know, the book.
The restrictive covenants? Is that what
whatever
you have?
Whatever they are.
Yeah. Well, if
I don't know where they are. It's just this is what they gave me when I.
What I'd suggest is hand them down to Ms. Cornwell so we have those in the record.
I'm going to lose these, all right.
Is that your original?
It is my only copy.
Okay. We're going to go make a copy for you then because we're not going to keep that. We'll make a copy and we'll get you that one back and put the other one in the file.
That's all I can say is I need.
Right.
How big is the parcel?
It's a half acre.
Half acre.
And sir, can you just make sure you hit the mic? Because it's tough to catch on the recording when you're far
away.
It's okay. I know you're nervous. It's okay.
Was it about 22,000 square feet?
Something like that, yeah.
Are there other mobile homes in the area? Or?
In the area, yes. In that.
On that road?
On that. No. But if you look at lot 80, like that's a single story dwelling. If you look at 83, it's a single single story. 75 is also.
Is that your family members still own that?
They actually own 80, 81, 82, and I think they just sold. The one that's at the end of the cul-de-sac.
Okay.
And this is new mobile home?
Yes.
I don't have any.
Mr. Mears, you have any questions?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Dan. Chuck, you have any questions?
Yeah, it's, is it permanently anchored on a foundation at this point?
Yes.
So all wheels, axles, light and removable towing have been removed? Are utilities going to be permanently connected?
Yes. The boxes and everything are already mounted to the house.
Okay, and it's, I take two sections to this, Mr. Fleming? Is that right?
Yes, it is.
So the siding connects both sections?
It does. I'll show you pictures of it, sir.
Well, we don't have a way to look at that, so.
We'd have to take your phone.
Take your phone from me. No, we don't want to do that.
It complies with housing, fire, and health code. Is that correct, Mr. Fleming? All right. Do you have a copy by chance of the building permit that was issued for you?
I don't believe it.
Okay. Well, we can ask staff about that.
So actually, the permit was issued on the other tax parcel number. And when they called in for the inspection, it was determined that this one was actually issued on the wrong. The paperwork for the application that was submitted has both tax parcel numbers on it. The parcel where the house burnt down and this parcel. So the permit was originally issued on the parcel that in which the house burnt down. When they called for the inspection, they go, no, that's the wrong tax parcel number. The address is actually this one. And that's when we realized the lot was not large enough to allow for the mobile home.
Ms. Cornwell, in looking at the survey that's attached to the application here, it shows a concept plan, and I notice that it says tax map number 231-18-22. Is that the other property?
No. The concept plan that was submitted had a couple of different tax parcel numbers on it.
I see the
We scratched
one.
Through them, and then they got us an updated concept plan that had the correct tax parcel number on it. Okay. So there was the original application when the submission was made had it actually had two different tax parcel numbers, which had nothing to do with this parcel or the other parcel of land. It was just the surveyor just had some wrong tax parcel numbers on it. So they went back, cleaned it up, and we did get an updated survey that had our concept plan that had the correct tax parcel number on it.
I wasn't sure if that was part of the confusion there at the building permit, so. Do you by chance have a copy of that permit, Ms. Cornwell?
Yes.
And
we can make copies.
Okay. And was this, when you learned of the issue on this one, was it after the home was set on the property and there, or when in that process did this come up?
I believe it was. I think the third inspection was actually, Stephen's called later. It seems on both of these, the third inspection was called in later. So that being the case, we kind of got to work after the fact.
Okay, so the home was there when you learned of the
I
issue?
Think so.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions at the moment, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
So the home was set and all done when a.
Well, it's not all done. It's on the foundation, right. So, and it's anchored. And
so you stopped.
The only thing we're missing is steps and
steps.
Air conditioner and septic and a well.
They've stumped on that.
And again.
It's been dug out for the well ordering, the septic, right?
This one also has a hold on the permit as well. So just like the other one, we put a hold on the permit saying we will not do any inspections until this is taken care of.
Okay.
I guess the only question is, you don't believe this will substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties if this home's on the property?
Not with a block foundation up there. To me, it looks like the other houses that are there.
Okay. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay, again, there's two. They're just show of hands in support. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, keep your hands up. We got one, two, three. Those that wish to speak, again, please come forward and be sworn in.
Come on up here.
Again, before he starts, this last call. Those that wish to speak in opposition, please come forward at this time. All right, thank you. We have just these two. Thank you.
And can you just speak up so we can hear?
Sandra Prettyman.
And your address?
35017 Fish.
Thank you. And we'll swear you in just a moment.
Nicole Carroll.
Your address?
34923 Records Road.
And do both of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And I believe Ms. Prettyman was up
here. I was going to let her go first.
Okay.
Let's see. So good evening. I live in this community. I did not put a manufactured home in because it was against the deed restrictions that I was provided. I worked for a land surveyor for 10 years. I'm a licensed realtor in Delaware, Maryland. Been through the county variances, site plans, subdivisions. I cannot believe that this went through this way. I think it's unfortunate. I get what you're trying to do. The Brown family owns several lots in there. There's a house, I guess your aunt owns.
Ma'am, address
ma'am,
us, please.
Address us, please. And we'll, okay. Thank you. Now.
There's a second house that was built on the cul-de-sac, which was referenced as just settling earlier. That house was foreclosed on. The cabinets, appliances were ripped out. It was left vacant for a year. It just sold for $210,000. Now this is coming in. There, the other house that's sitting there is full of kids tearing through the community riding motorcycles, which we've called the police on several times. It's not a good situation, really, for people who have, you know, sucked it up and taken a $250,000 limb out to put a stick-built house up or a cape house. My parents live next door to me. They have a cape. I have a cape. The guy next to me built. He put a stick-built rancher up. The other two homes, I believe, are either modular homes or stick-builts. Okay. It's just out of character. And there's several lots in there that are vacant, and I don't want to live in the trailer park. If I did, I would be in Plantation Park, and I wouldn't have a mortgage. It's not fair.
How would you not have a mortgage if you lived in Plantation Park?
Because I wouldn't have spent as much money as I spent building the house I built.
Oh, okay. But you would have had a mortgage up, right?
Not probably by now. I've been living there for 10, 15 years now.
Oh, okay. I just want to clarify that.
Yeah,
how you go from one place to the other.
$10,000, it wasn't much.
Okay.
I just think it's unfortunate that this has slipped through the cracks the way it has at the county level, and that it's been dumped on the residents to step up and fight it. And it's truly, it's an unfortunate situation for everyone.
Yeah. Well, I don't think the county... Maybe I shouldn't say, I don't think the county's dumped it on anybody. I really wouldn't want to say that. I think things happen, mistakes happen. I don't think they did it intentionally. Do you?
I don't think it's intentional, but with all the work I had done with the planning and zoning office in my previous year, I'm surprised. I mean, I contracted that one. My own house.
Well, that probably is better than to be surprised, but I don't think they did dump it, honestly. I'm not defending nobody, but I just
it,
don't.
But I mean, I called the other day to discuss the permit being on hold. There was a concrete truck coming in. I was told that an inspector would be sent out, which is kind of contradicting what was said earlier, that they can't really do anything with the holds. The work stopped until Saturday, and it was back on again. So I just...
I think, didn't they clarify that? Mrs. Cornwell clarified that they put a stop. I hold on the permit. That was on. Yeah, that was just for no further inspections. That wasn't just. Was that to stop them again? I'll let her explain that. Then what was that? Did you understand the way she explained it?
I understand it, but it doesn't.
I mean, because we keep saying it's like the office, that they've done it. I don't think they did from what I understand of it.
Well, it just seemed to me like it was trying to get the house built to a point where it was going to truly be a hardship on the builder that was putting that double wide there.
Right.
So you're going to get to a point and say, now I've got a foundation around it, the well's in, what are we going to do?
Right.
Well, we're going to suffer.
Right. Well, the county had anything to do with the well that she, told your dad, they issued the permit, so, that's...
They're also out there burning trash. The trash, like the plastic wrap on the mobile. So when I called the county to say we were out here burning, they told me to call the fire marshal. The fire marshal told me to call Denrec.
Call Denrec.
And then Denrec told me that you can't do anything unless there's an active fire.
Well, the issue before this board is whether the mobile, or the manufactured home, I should say, substantially affects adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. So even if the applicant, if it had gone through the permit office first and they had caught at that time that it needed a special use exception, they still would be at the place we are today, which is, will that structure substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties? So I guess the question that we have for you is the opposition, if I may, is, you know, if you could address that, how has it, or, you know?
Well, if I go to refinance, it's not something I'm going to know until I cross that bridge or sell, depending on, you know, what happens in my life. I don't know. But I may have to refinance at some point, and it may affect the recent sale of this $200,000 and whatever this place sells for. I'm not sure.
Okay. But I'd like to ask you the same as I did earlier. You don't have any supporting documentation to that, of what it is now and what it would be? If you did that from anyone, you were a realtor, you said, right? Well, you have any, do you have any something in writing on that?
I see it all the time. I mean, I didn't bring MLS sheets with me.
No, but I didn't ask for MLS sheets. How do we know to go by that, though?
Well, I mean, you see it happen. The house sells, the mobile home communities are selling a lot less than a single family home community would sell.
Right. But a lot here was, what, 70,000, 80,000?
Not these days.
No? We just had 2 weeks ago.
That was the last case.
Yeah. Last one. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ma'am, is that home out of character in the neighborhood?
I mean, it doesn't look like any of the other houses. They are ranch homes on that street. Mm-hmm. So I guess at best this is going to be a Class C.
So it is out of character in the neighborhood?
I would say so. Okay. And my fear is that there's so many vacant lots in there right now, I don't want it to continue.
Okay.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, I don't know if Mr. Workman had any follow-up to that.
No, that's fine.
In the beginning of your comment, you mentioned that it was against the restrictive covenants.
It's in my deed.
Okay. Can you point us, or do you have a copy of where that would be? Okay. I know the applicant has provided us with a copy of. I haven't had a chance to look at it. We can look at that as well. But I was just curious if you had anything. And you'd mentioned, I think, prior to that, you had a letter from someone else. Mm-hmm. So if you had anything that you wanted to submit, and it looks like you may have some pictures there, I don't know. If any of those that you wanted to submit, you could submit them to Ms. Cornwell. You know, when you're finished, I don't want to rush you.
I'm done.
So I appreciate that. That we'd have to go by. That's what I was asking for. Give us something to look at. I appreciate that. If you do, thank you.
I mean, I just have his pictures. I don't
that's
have
fine.
Mine.
Whatever you have, we'd be appreciative.
And then this is the other letter from
the
okay.
Castry.
We will take it.
These pictures of the high stand. The one we're talking about right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for that. Hi.
My name is Sandy Prettyman, and I actually live in the other development.
Okay.
And I wanted to listen to what they said, and I wanted to listen to what she said, and I wanted to listen to the gentleman from Oakwood Homes. I did meet the lady who's put her house in our development. She's lovely. You know, but, and this is where, like, I'm standing here going, I'm a single parent, and I want a stick-built house. I'm disabled. You know, it's 3/4 acre for a trailer. I looked in Plantation Park. I looked in Shady Dell. I looked at a five-acre piece of property. And then I chose here. And I chose the neighborhood, and I'm very lucky to be there. It's not a lot of neighborhoods like that. And they would embrace the lady, but they're not embracing the house.
Ms. Prettyman, I'm sorry. This one is, this case here, we're only talking about the case.
It's not a 3/4 acre lot, right?
Well, it's correct, but the issue that we're dealing with here is with Mr. Brown, not with a case in your community.
I'm talking about 3/4 acre lot, and I hope you'll listen to that.
Yeah, and
because it's a precedent, and the guy from Oakwood Homes has been doing this for 18 years. He knows what a 3/4 acre lot is, and that's what I find difficult to swallow here tonight. 18 years, he knows. So if your decision is going to make a big difference in Sussex County, because I think that the greens are less than 3/4 acre in Bay Colony, because that's where I live down there. And that's all I want to say. It's a three-quarter acre, and I hope you'll keep that in your mind, and I feel bad for these guys, I do. But Oakwood Homes and whoever's doing permits, they maybe should apply for a different job. Because this is twice, we don't know what it's gonna do to property value. Be fair, we don't know, because we're the guinea pigs. We don't know. And that's all I wanna say, because it's in your hands. We don't know. We're not sure.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, thank you. Okay, hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion. And I respect the request, maybe we have time to look at this too.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we table case number 12,037.
To our next regular meeting?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have a second to that motion?
I'll second.
I have a motion by Mr. Workman, and a second by Mr. Mears, that we table case number 12,037 until our next regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Mears?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 12,037 is tabled until our next regular meeting. And that means that there will be no, the testimony is closed for this evening. You may want to watch it on the internet next week if you would like. No, you don't have to come, but you're welcome to if you will. And it will be on October 16th at our next regular meeting. Okay?
They have to stop work.
I'm sorry?
Do the last two items have to stop work, or they're going to let them just go and push and through? No stop work order.
Public
no hold.
Sir, the public hearing is closed.
You're not going to let them get an occupancy permit on the last two, are you?
Not yet. The county will not be doing any inspections on those parcels.
No, they can't move in then, right?
That is correct, because we will not be doing any inspections. And I believe we're back to the application we tabled to the end of the public hearing.
Yeah.